It's no secret now that Cynthia Cooper should be the next women's basketball coach at Prairie View A&M University. And Cynthia, how are you doing?
I am doing absolutely wonderful, great, and terrific.
And congratulations. Why the PV job? Let's just jump right in. Why Prairie View A&M University?
Well, I was contacted by Mr. McClellan. I had a meeting with Dr. Wright, and I felt like it was a great fit for me. You know, everyone said that maybe I should try and go for the Rice job and or I should wait for something else to come up. But I really thought that Prairie View was where I wanted to be and where, you know, my talents could be utilized to their fullest. So I'm very, very excited about the opportunity to coach at the university, and I'm very excited about the young ladies and even recruiting. You know, everyone has kind of told me that recruiting is the bear of the job, but I'm excited and motivated about recruiting also.
When does it become official, or is it official now?
I think it will become official June 1st.
June 1st. And until then, how are you preparing to settle into that position?
Well, I've already had a meeting with the young ladies, and I've talked to some of the present coaches on the coaching staff there, Gerald Moore. And I'm getting my plays together. I'm doing some last-minute phone calls, and I'm really trying to get maybe a couple players in. And I'm just trying to make it's just a little busy work. Right now I'm doing a lot of busy work getting prepared for the upcoming recruiting month of July, and just a lot of work looking at game tape, looking at a lot of game tape of the team last year and trying to get prepared.
Now, as you look at the game tape, what do you see? I mean, do you see any potential there?
Well, I definitely see potential there, and we're going to make some different changes, both defensively and offensively, that will, I think, will help help tremendously. But we're also going to get in just tip-top physical conditioning, because I want to be a running coach. I want to play an exciting style of basketball. If we don't necessarily have the height, we have to do something different, and that means be very, very aggressive defensively and get up and down the court and get baskets in transition. I've studied the statistics that the team had last year. We're going to shoot better free throws. We're going to do, we're not going to turn the ball over as much. We're going to actually have more assists than turnovers. So we're going to do a lot of small things to hopefully make a big difference.
Once again, I'm talking to Cynthia Cooper. And, yes, this is the four-time WNBA championship, Cynthia Cooper, with the Houston Comets. She will become the next women's basketball coach at Prairie View A&M University. And I guess many people would ask, how many scholarships will you have to work, and just how cooperative is Prairie View A&M University in regard to putting a winning program on the field in regard to student-athletes playing women's basketball?
Well, I have several scholarships available, and Mr. McClellan, our athletic director, he's extremely motivated. He's very motivated to put together a winning program, not only in women's basketball, but men's basketball and also football and all the other major NCAA Division I sports. He just wants to win. He wants Prairie View A&M athletic department to kind of mirror what the academic area is doing. And it's a great academic school, and now we're trying to bring the athletic department up to snuff, so to speak, and get some great programs going.
Why should a student-athlete, a young lady who is a student-athlete playing basketball, desire to play for Cynthia Cooper at Prairie View A&M University?
Well, she should desire to play for Cynthia Cooper for a specific reason that, listen, first of all, I know how to win. Secondly, I know what it takes to play at the next level, and that should be everyone's goal, to play professional basketball and to go on and be the absolute best that they can be. Thirdly, I'm all about going not only to the NCAAs, but winning in the NCAA, not just making it to the Final Four like Cheney State did in 1982. I want to win a title on the NCAA level. I'm about winning. I want to teach basketball. I'm passionate about basketball. I'm passionate about young girls, not only first and foremost getting their education, but secondly, preparing them to go to the next level. And I'm motivated, and I'm going to go out. You know, all of these top recruits, they're going to get a call from me. They're going to get a letter from me. They're going to have to tell me no. I'm definitely not going to feel like, listen, we're not one of the top programs, so I shouldn't recruit you. You're going to have to tell Cynthia Cooper, four-time WNBA champion, no.
And I guess that goes back, okay, you've had some coaching head coaching experience in the WNBA. And with what you learned there, how will that help you in regard to what you're trying to do at Prairie View?
Well, first of all, my experience in the WNBA as head coach of the Phoenix Mercury, it really made me realize that I want to coach on a collegiate level. That was the first thing. And then secondly, it taught me that I do have a passion to teach the game of basketball, and I do have a lot to offer to the young ladies who has a goal of playing on the next level, but also who feel that, you know, basketball or sports is really going to take them to the next level. And what I want to instill in them is that basketball takes you to the next level by bringing you to college and paying for your education. Once you get your education, you automatically go to the next level. And me being an ex-professional player, then I'm going to do the other part. I'm going to prepare you for the professional level athletically, and, of course, the education is going to prepare you for the next level academically.
Now, the other thing, I guess, that's important also, you played for some outstanding coaches also. So you know the role of a coach. Talk a little bit about that, how playing for different people help you maybe get ready for this position you are about to accept.
Well, I've played under some of the top coaches in the world, and I've played all over the world, both in Italy and in other countries, and I played for Coach K. Yao at NC State, and I've played for, of course, Coach Chancellor, and on every level I've been successful as a player in winning championships. And that's because, one, as a player I listen to my coaches, but it's just been very interesting to see the different coaching styles and what different coaches stress. And I think I've gotten the best of every single coach that I've had the privilege of playing under. So, you know, that's going to bring me, that's why I know I'm very focused, and I know exactly what I want, the changes I want to make when I go into Prairie View. I want to run. I want defense to be key. I want to rebound. You know, I want to instill in these young ladies a winning attitude, just a swagger about yourself when you step on the court. Winning is a mentality. And I got that from my coaches, from every coach that coached me throughout the years. And, you know, that's what it's all about. The only reason you step on the court should be to win.
Now, once again, I'm talking to Cynthia Cooper. I'm Ralph Cooper, and we're talking about her becoming the next women's basketball coach at Prairie View A&M University right around the first of the month. And I guess, Cynthia, the Baylor story, Coach Mulkey at Baylor, that story has to be inspirational in what you're trying to do or will be trying to do at Prairie View.
Absolutely. It definitely was. You know, I followed the Baylor story right from the beginning. You know, I played against Kim Mulkey when I was in college, and she was feisty then. It sounds like she's still feisty. And she's done a tremendous job at Baylor, just turning that entire program around. And that's what I'm looking to do at Prairie View. And she didn't do it necessarily with the top recruits. She did it with bad athletes, just athletes that just wanted to play. And she taught them how to play. So they brought the athletic ability, and she brought the mindset of winning, and this is how you do it. And she tutored them into becoming NCAA Division I champions, and that's what it's all about. It's not necessarily getting the top recruits, although that is nice, very, very nice. But it also is just getting the players that are flying kind of under the radar, getting them in and teaching them the game of basketball and developing them and cultivating them into a champion. And that's what Kim Mulkey did, and it was definitely very motivational to all of us.
Now, as you look at the film, one thing not on that film, as you watch the film of the Prairie View A&M University women's basketball team, the travel. There's some extremely long trips by bus. Share with us your thoughts on that.
Well, of course, no one wants to go from flying first class to riding a bus for 6 to 10 hours. But I might also say that, you know, I grew up in the inner city, and so I'm used. The good thing about
I never would have guessed that. I didn't know that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, the good thing about me is when I was growing up, we caught the bus everywhere.
Yes.
And the other good thing about me is that when I played overseas, we also traveled by bus. So, yeah, we flew somewhere. We flew places sometimes, but we also traveled by bus, 10, 12, 15-hour bus rides. So I'm used to that. Another thing, I'm not above anything. I don't feel like Cynthia Cooper is above traveling on the bus. Right now, I'm here. I'm going to Prairie View to turn a program around. And so I accept everything that comes with the job. That's just part of the job.